WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
All right, that was Welcome to Paradise by Green Day. You're listening to WVUA 90.7, The Capstone. It's the morning show. We out here. I don't know when the first time you ever heard that, like, Welcome to Paradise by Green Day, but, like, throwback to, like, my dad coming home and being like, yo, I got this movie about penguins surfing. It, like, surfs up.
Yeah.
First time I heard that song. Absolute banger of a movie. I don't know, but it was like really good. But right now, our next segment, we got a little celebrate the day.
Yeah. So my celebrate the day that I chose today, it's National Rock Collecting Day. So like, go out and collect some rocks.
Yeah, go out and collect some rocks. Paint them.
Yeah.
See, like,
if you can find Dwayne,
it's like a big thing in my town. Is like people painting rocks and like leaving them in places, and then you gotta like pick up the rock and then put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
At the same time.
But if you can find the rock, yeah, that's the best one.
Well, fun fact: I used to go to like an old quartz mine in New Hampshire called Palermo mine, and there were like it was like a huge thing like. I don't know, when it was in operation, like, they don't obviously mine there now, but, like, it was, like, mica and stuff like that.
I don't know about you, but I'm a crystal girly myself, so I quite enjoy looking at all the different crystals. I have a few crystals.
Girl, me crystals. Too. Hey, with that, guys. So I was trying to get something done for this little segment. the printer's not working.
That's so
upsetting. Throw it out the window.
Yeah.
Party!
You might be able to see this on our Instagram later today, but Summer and I were thinking about putting the Dwayne Johnson.
Of the Dwayne variety.
Of the Dwayne variety of rocks. And having his face and cutting them out, and that be our collection of rocks.
Yeah.
So if you want to see that, stay tuned and look at our Instagram at WUVAFM 90.7 Capstone. Actually, I don't know. It's just that first part for our username. That's a really long username.
I think it's just WVUA.
Yeah.
FM.
Yeah,
it is. So
but are you a true Dwayne Johnson fan if you didn't follow him on Vine? I followed him on Vine.
I wasn't allowed to have Vine.
What?
Yeah.
No, I had Vine. I was making Vines. I'm in like fifth grade making Vines. I had like 40 followers. I was famous, like straight up.
Sure, you were.
I was. Yep.
Why haven't I seen you on any compilations?
Yeah.
You know that guy that's like, that's the kind of stuff that really butters my egg roll? That's me.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
That's me.
Sure.
Just take credit. Definitely was like 10 when that came out, but like, nah. Like,
no, that's me.
No, that's me. Straight up. I wonder what happened to all those people though. Like, do you ever wonder what happened to like the Viners and stuff? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
I think normally they just turn into normal people.
They turn into YouTubers. What, they weren't like normal?
Well, yeah.
The Welcome to Chili's guy died.
This, like,
what?
Did you not know that?
Wait,
the Welcome to Chili's guy is
Hi, Welcome
dead?
To Chili's.
Yeah,
he died.
Dead? He died. Yeah.
What? How?
Yeah, he had like some
I don't know how
autoimmune disease. Like some other disease that like wasn't helpful for him, I guess.
Yeah, Welcome to Chili's.
Yeah. Hey, that was a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And he also did Adam. Adam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, Adam. Why would you do that? Or something like that.
No, yeah. Those were the days. Like, I don't really see any of them anymore. And like you said, maybe they did just end up being normal people.
Yeah. Well, some of them, just like, a lot of the guys in particular just ended up being creeps. So
yeah,
they got canceled.
Yeah, that is true.
Like David Dobrik.
Britt Rivera, still, I follow him on TikTok.
Yeah.
He's very cringe. Very cringe, very cheesy.
Some of them couldn't just grow out of the Vine phase and grow with...
Yeah.
What was going on?
They found their little pocket.
I watched like King Batch and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to that guy either. I've seen him in a couple movies recently, but I don't know about it.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think that being famous on something like Vine can get you in movies.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got TikTok now.
Yeah.
with all those people.
Yeah, we got Tic Tacs. We got these kids with their Tic Tacs or whatever. You know, like.
And like, Miranda Sings got her own Netflix series.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I've not seen that. Oh my god.
I think that was her name. It was like Haters Back Off or something.
It was Miranda Sings.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Miranda
I wasn't a really
with the lipstick.
Yeah.
I wasn't a really big fan of hers, to be honest. I found her to be a little bit annoying.
She does this once. I can't do it. Like the
Yeah. I always found a lot
my
of
my sister was obsessed with her for some reason.
One of my best friends was obsessed with her back in elementary school.
And now these kids are watching Mo Vicky.
Yeah.
Instead of Miranda. But did she ever sing?
Alrighty, so I guess we'll get back to the music.
Yeah, we'll get back to our regular scheduled program.
Yes.
Alright, so up next we got Coming of Age by Foster the People on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Absolutely incredible. I wonder if he worked at SeaWorld or something.
Probably.
Or it was like, or you just like look up random name generator.
Like, it's like, okay. I wonder if he actually likes the ocean or what if he's scared of it.
Was it Dr. Aquatic or Mr. Aquatic?
Dr.
Aquatic. So he has his PhD in this.
Yeah, so he's like,
He's on point.
Yeah.
Like he's, okay, all right.
Alrighty, so as we actually get
We're getting to the end.
So that means our morning show is coming to an end today. Luke is going to bed right now. So we all know what Luke. So I hope you guys had a most wonderful time with us. We will be having Summer and Luke as our Friday morning show host from here on out, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. We're gonna come out of the hour, we're gonna come into a really good song that Luke suggested to close out the morning show. So I hope you guys have a wonderful time, and here is Them Bones by Alice in Chains. Courteous of Luke.
You're welcome.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.